Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Just 8 days until Election Day, The New Yorker has published the first excerpts of Barack Obama's memoir, A Promised Land. The story just went live at 6 a.m. This excerpt recounts the 2009-2010 healthcare fight. Many of you reading this lived through this legislative brawl, either as aides, lawmakers, or reporters, and Obama's telling of it is twitch-inducing. I was just a cub reporter, having covered it with Politico-assigned newsroom mentor Carrie Budoff Brown, then a White House reporter, and Anna was at roll call covering the Democratic leadership and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's a few things we found interesting. Obama notes that it's hard to deny that he was overconfident about health care reform.
Obama also writes how the Senate landscape was different, filled with many players who are now gone, like Ted Kennedy and Max Baucus, and how he had Republicans like Chuck Grassley and Olympia Snow to the White House many times as they were trying to get Republicans on board, and even called them every few weeks to get their temperature. He writes that he also had a grudging respect for how the Tea Party leaders mobilized, using many of the same tactics his campaign had used. And here's the big question today. Had they learned nothing? ABC's John Santucci tweeted that the White House is working on hosting another outdoor event for a ceremonial swearing-in of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court that could come after the Senate vote.
Here's what's driving today. The Senate will move to confirm Amy Coney Barrett this evening. Will Vice President Mike Pence come to the Capitol to preside over the nomination? We hope not, since he's been in close contact with Mark Short, who has tested positive for the virus. Presiding over the Senate is a novelty, not a necessity. The Senate is scheduled to recess until after the election, after it votes on ACB's nomination. Spotted at the LA Dodgers-Tampa Bay Rays World Series game in Arlington, Texas Sunday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Our colleagues Heather Cagle, John Bresnahan, and Sarah Ferris have the big read on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's firm grip on power as Dems dream of a sweep. Remember, Pelosi and Washington's most eager man, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, have not announced a COVID relief deal.
Heather sent over this from Pelosi about whether she's worried Trump won't sign a bill in the lame duck. We'll be working until we have something that the president will sign. I don't see any circumstance where the House and Senate would have a bill that the president wasn't going to sign, she wrote. We really have to get a bill done. Hopefully that will be the case. Whatever it is, we'll be ready in the new Congress to meet the needs of the American people. Hopefully those needs will be largely met in terms of coronavirus as soon as possible now. The Wall Street Journal has a look at how business isn't so worried about Biden as president, given the alternatives, while Gabby Orr has a story on how Trump and Pence are attempting another come-from-behind act, while David Siders and Chris Caldelego write that Biden has flipped the script on Trump in the campaign's final week as he sits on a lead and is carefully surveying the landscape for states that might serve as insurance policies.
The AP has a look at how early voting totals have already exceeded the number of early voting or absentee votes in the 2016 race, with 8 days to go. Maya King was down in Georgia for Politico looking at how the state's legacy of voter suppression is driving historic black turnout. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will leave the White House at 9:15 a.m. en route to Allentown. He'll arrive at the Lehigh Valley International Airport at 10:40 a.m. and give a campaign speech at 11. He'll depart at 12:35 and land at the Lancaster Airport at 1:10 p.m. and give a campaign speech at 1:30. He'll depart at 3:05 and travel to Altoona Blair County Airport, where he'll give a campaign speech at 4:30. Afterward, he'll return to Washington and arrive at the White House at 7:40 p.m.
Vice President Mike Pence will leave Washington en route to Hibbing, Minnesota at 12:05. He'll arrive at 1:30 Central Time and deliver a campaign speech at 1:45. He'll depart at 3:05 and return to Washington. On the trail, Jill Biden will travel to Macon, Georgia for a Georgia Women for Biden early voting event. She will then travel to Savannah, Georgia for an early voter mobilization drive-in rally. Doug Emhoff will travel to Winston-Salem and Boone, North Carolina for early voter mobilization events. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.